This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Wow, that's up there. 732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it may not always sound that way. It may not always feel that way. But, yeah, because I know some of you have some of you have complained about how much I yell at you. I don't yell at you. I yell at the situation. Now, if you're in it, you're causing it, you're part of it, then, yeah, I'm yelling at you. I don't want to tell you. See, this show believes in taking responsibility. I got two good guests for you tonight. Not that I don't normally have good guests for you, but tonight I got two. We're going to have Bill Federer join us in the second hour. Now, Bill is I've had him on a show before. He's a historian. And we're going to talk about the big switch. Now, when I say that, what I mean by that is you know, we are constantly hearing about the big switch from the Republican Party. I mean, the Democrats. That, you know, the people who freed the slaves, the people who encouraged slavery, I mean, the people who freed the slaves, the people who gave the women the right to vote, the people who pushed equal rights, which was the Republican Party. Apparently, one night, in the middle of the night, they all woke up, re-registered switch parties, and that was the end of it. So we're going to talk a little bit about just the ridiculousness. Was that show the ridiculousness of? You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, we're going to talk about that. And then Dale. Boy, I'm having trouble with the tongue today. Dale Bellis, executive director of Liberty Health Share, is going to be on with us. We're going to talk about how to get around the ACA, and not really get around it, but actually how to get the health care you want and not in that Obamacare mess, debacle. You know, you don't hear much about it anymore because it's not sexy anymore, you know? But I'll tell you, it's still a nightmare. There are thousands of people still waiting to get service. There are people that are paying more money than they were before. There are people paying higher deductibles than they were before. It was all, it was just a farce, period. End of discussion. And then our race relations, which I'm tired of, by the way. I'm done. We are all the same race. Whether you want to hear it or not, we may have different facial features, different skin color, different heights, weights, different, you know. Come on, listen, can we speak honestly here? Right? The Asian features are different than the European features, that are different than the American features, that are different than the African features. Right? It is what it is. You can't change that. But we're all part of the same race. And it's really funny because when you look at the old definitions, I know we've evolved as a species, you know. When you look at the race, at the word race and what it meant at one time, right? The race, if you would, was the human race. Right? It dealt with a species. Not with skin color. Not with where people came from. That was something that's been, how do I explain it? Something that's been introduced, pushed on us over the years. Right? And when you use the word race the way we do, it's divisive. right? Now, according to some dictionaries, race presumes shared biological or genetic traits, whether actual or asserted. In the early 19th century, racial differences were ascribed significance in areas of intelligence, health, and personality. See, we did this. Yes, the humans who know more than everybody else. Right now, there's a big difference between ethnicity and race. Right, and I realize people from different parts of the world, they have different traits or what have you. But we are all part of the same race. I mean, there's way too much to read when you start pulling all this together. But ultimately, we've used race as a divider, not as something that would pull people together, but as a divider, and it shouldn't be. We're all part of the human race. And it's just, I'm watching this stuff on Facebook and thinking to myself, this is just nuts. This is like nuts going somewhere to happen. So don't get caught up in all of that. And once we get away from the race wars, then we get the reality of what's going on here. These are differences of opinion. These are people who approach things different ways. It's not hateful. It's not a war. And if you really want to look into it, I know, you get mad when I do this. Xander will probably call me later on and tell me what a jerk I was being. Right? But there is a large group of people on the left. How's that? A large group of people on the left that want to help the black community so much, like they can't do anything on their own. That's almost how they make it seem. Like they can't do it on their own. Somebody sent me some stats about, like, India, for instance. So here we hear about how there are poor people that can't get an ID, that can't this, that can't that. You can't put that on them. That takes their right to vote away. You know what? In India, almost every person with a heartbeat has an ID. And some of the poorest places on the planet are in India. They can't vote. There's a lot of things they can't do without it, but they can't vote without it. So if they can do it, with their lack of dollars, and their large group of poor people, what's our excuse? What are we waiting for? What are we whining about? You got me thoroughly confused. In more ways than one. No, we can make it work. Now, the email stuff is back up and in the news again. Thank God. It shouldn't go away. For Hillary Clinton, this should be like a bad rash that she just can't get away from every single day. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe, the senior host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. Right? Oh, there you go. Free ride. No, there are no free rides. Somebody, somewhere is paying for it. And that attitude, as long as it ain't me, we're fine. Doesn't work for me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air. Head over to the website, realside.com. Watch on Facebook Live. There's like a bazillion things that you could do once you hit the website up there. Anyway, yeah, that race thing in the first segment, it frosts me. I'm tired of seeing this stuff. So, and while that was going on, I got a link, okay, to a CNN question. Now, the reporter is at a Trump event, a stupid thing to begin with, from CNN being at a Trump event, right? You think you're going to win or something. Anyway, the reporter asks one of the African-American, although I don't know if he knows he's African-American or not, people in the audience there or in the crowd, what do you think about the fact that a white supremacist support Trump? Okay? Think about the question for a second. And a lot of you out there going, yeah, yeah, tell me what he thinks. Right. So here's a black guy. I'm not going to say African-American because I don't know what he is. So here's a black guy going to answer CNN. If I was you, I'd swallow so you don't lose anything out of your mouth.
What do you think about the fact that white supremacists support Trump?
It doesn't matter. That's the right to free speech. I'm sick of this race and divide. And CNN is perfect at doing that. They always divide and conquer. People have the right to choose whatever they want. What the hell does that got to do with Donald Trump? He's not a racist.
Ooh, and he's up in his face. The black guy's not happy about this. I told you guys a long time ago, the word racist has been thrown around so much. You have used it, so, you know, some of you don't like my terms, but, you know, never mind. It's been thrown around so much, it has no effect anymore. It means that you have taken a really good word, a word that used to get people to stop and think about what they were saying, what they were doing, how they were treating others, and now you've turned it into nothing more than a joke and a piece of toilet paper, as this guy proves right now.
I'm sick of that. It's a scam. And I know it's not going to get on CNN. We're sick of you media.
What do you think about what he just said to you? That's maybe not a fair question to ask.
Now, this is another guy there with a camera who's filming all this. Thank you, God, because you would have never saw this on CNN. No, because it's not news, especially when you get beat up. The reporter's looking pretty sad. I don't mean he's looking miserable like, oh, my God, what am I doing here? I think he's rethinking some of this now. And now you get another reporter asking this reporter, so what do you think about what he just said? What do you think about how he feels about this?
Because he knows all about feelings, you know.
Trying to associate Trump with racism.
He was never called racist before he started running against the Democratic Party.
Yeah, so you got one guy in the background yelling, don't answer them, don't engage with those idiots. Another young man walks up and says, well, wait a minute, how come he was never called a racist, you know, before he started running for president? Right? Never brought up any charges. Never had anybody sue him for this kind of thing. Isn't that amazing? Only when he's running for the president and the Dems are running scared.
I mean, is that a fair question to ask? Are you saying that Trump is racist because some racist guy supports him?
I'm just here doing my job.
Okay, well, that was your question.
That's a good question. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
At least answer it.
Don't backpedal now. Yes, because
these are all blue-collar workers. Now, Nancy Pelosi has renamed them, by the way. You know that. She's now called them the uneducated or lower-educated voters. Isn't that wonderful? See, when they're not doing what they want them to do, all of a sudden they're problematic. Now that they're doing, they're thinking about voting Republican now, right? I mean, they're they used to be called blue-collar workers for the Dems when they were on the Dem side. Now they're on the side of the lower-education voters, period. Isn't that great? Hey, I wish I could change words when I want to do. Officer, that really wasn't speeding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Trump is not a racist. And again, it's the media who gives us those perceptions. You see, because the Democratic Party, they always control the black people. It's a plantation. As long as they're on the mammary gland of America, sucking, getting their food stamps, getting...
I love this guy. I would love to get this guy on the show.
Control the black people. It's a plantation. As long as they're on the mammary gland of America, sucking, getting their food stamps, getting their welfare, and they're not dreaming for the stars. They're not, and society is killing that dream. They're killing that dream by this globalism. Hell with globalism. Because globalism takes away America's wealth.
Do Black Panthers support Obama, sir?
Great question. So the question from the CNN reporter to the black guy is, how does he feel about a white supremacist or a white supremacist group supporting Trump? And that was okay. Perfectly legit. But when the... I love it. When the reporter asks the CNN reporter... If he's okay with the Black or if the Black Panthers support President Obama, and they do, and Clinton, and the Democrats as a whole, That seems to be perfectly fine. That seems to have no bearing on anything.
CNN, do Black Panthers support Obama?
Yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Good luck.
Now, he's ignoring the other guy, walking away, and thanking the black man for speaking with him. I love it. I do. I've always loved this stuff. I always think this stuff is just amazing. Because it isn't, I don't know. It just, why you guys have such a hard time with this? Why the Dems feel like they have to twist words, play games, and for all intents and purposes, cheat to win? I don't understand it. You know, if you're so good, if everything is so wonderful, if you've got it all together and the people know it, then you don't have to cheat. You can spank us silly. You can spank us silly without even beating your brains out, right? Because we're so bad, the people know we're bad. I just, all of that to me, all of it, shows you how desperate, I even should say, you know, I used to say it shows you how desperate they are, but in the history lessons I've been getting and what I've been learning, they've always been this desperate. This has always been a problem for them. Why would they play any other way at this point? They're so engrossed. They're so, you got the DNC people, I mean, my God, being fired or resigning over the fact that they're playing email games, that they're making fun of Jews, that they're making fun of blacks. And I'm not just saying it. It's obvious from what you see and hear. They're twice as racist as one of the worst Republicans. Listen to what they're doing. You guys just haven't been caught yet. Well, no. Actually, you're digging on us 24/7. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Going to be a great night tonight. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the...
We are back.
When I play the maracas, I go chick, chick, chick.
Always a pleasure to have you on board.
Yes, sir.
I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you're listening on your smartphone, if you haven't listened on the computer and it's not the station in your area, call them. Tell them they need to carry the show. And if you can't get a response, call me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live and listen live. You can take the poll. There's, I don't know, a gazillion of three things you can do up there. Now, I could do days on this. Some of you guys would get crazy with me, but I could do days on this. Okay? First things first. Guess what's happened? The DNC has fired, depending on how you want to say it. Right, three top officials over this email scandal at the DNC. Now, the Democratic National Committee, their CEO and two other top dogs have resigned in the wake of... They're probably going to work for Hillary, right? Don't be concerned, because I'm sure they'll find a job for them somewhere. With those kind of skills, they're needed there. Now, they resigned in the wake of the leaked email controversy that marred the start of the party's convention last week and the latest shakeup at the party's headquarters. Now, according to a DNC statement, CEO Amy Dacey, Chief Finance Officer Brad Marshall, he had some pretty nasty emails. Now, you know, the other thing I'd say about this isn't new. They knew what these people were like. They knew the conversations that these people would have. They knew how they spoke. And that's when you know you've got a large group of liars around you. You know how they feel. You knew how they feel about Jews. You knew how they felt about blacks. And they're sitting there belonging to a party that supposedly that's what they're all about, helping Jews and blacks. Helping the downtrodden. Helping the people that need... Well, actually, that's wrong. Not helping Jews. I didn't mean Jews. I meant lower socioeconomic groups. Right? Because Jews they could care less about. As you see in their emails and how they treat them. Think about every one of the officials. Every one of those elected, you Jews, every one of you that voted for a Democrat, that wouldn't stick up for Israeli rights. Where's your head at? You okay with that? That sounds like it makes sense to you? And the communications director, Louis, yeah, that's Louis, Miranda, left their jobs on Tuesday. Now, the resignations mark the latest fallout from the email scandal. Oh, another one. But ask Obama. There's no scandals. That's a bad word. Now, they forced also Debbie Wasserman Schultz, to step down on the eve of the Philadelphia convention. Now, she was going to wait till the end. I don't know what happened. Remember she said after the convention, I'm going to step down? And then she did it before all of a sudden? The hacked emails exposed what was apparent to be a pro-Hillary bias among the top officials. Now, Marshall had written most explosive email of all questioning Sanders' Jewish faith and suggesting he could be portrayed as an atheist, which is very true. I mean, why they thought that was going to help them, I don't know. They thought it would help them in the South with Hillary. But Hillary's been such a fine, upstanding Christian, as she claims to be. He had written in his email, he had skated on saying he was Jewish. He was of Jewish heritage. I think I've read he is an atheist. This could make several points different with my peeps. My Southern Baptist peeps would draw a big difference between a Jew and an atheist. Yes, you're right, they would. But it's gotten to the point where you guys, you rely on so much about this stuff. I do not understand why people don't call them on the carpet, aren't fed up with them. Now, longtime Democratic operative Donna Brazile is now serving as the party's interim chair. Brazile said Tuesday that she has created a transition team to help prepare the party for its post-election mission. But she's also been named in some of these scandals. She also has a problem with the way they've communicated with the constituents. So, I don't, you know, again, character, big time. If you're on the left, and this is what your party's made up of, the scandal after scandal, email after email, nasty after nasty, even if you believe that that's the party you belong to, that you should be with, are you good with all their actions? Is this, like, cool with you? Because I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. If this is really the party you want, the party of elitists, of thieves, and then you know, the whistleblower, you know, you guys made fun of me a few weeks ago. I'm not a conspiracy person, but I listed about 50 different people. Plus, that were directly involved with the Clintons that knew too much, that could have got them in a world of hurt, about 70% of them were ready to testify against her or about a situation she was involved with. And then they disappear. No, I don't mean like disappear from face of the planet. I mean they die. And they die in the weirdest ways. No, really, seriously. We had the fellow that that died in a motorcycle crash. But the motorcycle had no... Yeah, no, seriously. And the motorcycle had no scratches on it. Not a one. Kind of hard to figure out. The guy who died worked on a project with them, and he died by hitting the side of a mountain in his plane. Right? The only problem is that later on, when an autopsy was done on the fella, he had a gunshot wound in the back of the head. Go figure that one out. So now the NSA says, right, the NSA, go figure that one out. They have Hillary Clinton's deleted emails. And the FBI can access them if they want to. A former NSA official claimed in a radio interview, William Binney, an architect of the NSA surveillance program who became a whistleblower when he resigned from the agency in 2001, made a claim on Aaron Klein's investigative radio on Sunday. Binney pointed to 2011 testimony by then FBI Director Robert Mueller before a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing in which Mueller said the agency was had access to sophisticated searchable databases. That was simply to track down terrorists. But they could search anything. They could search at any keyword. They could search at any group of keywords. Now, according to Binney, Mueller testified that he got together with the Department of Defense and they created a technology database where he could go in with one query, and a query is simply a question to the computer, to the database, and get all past emails and all future emails as they came in to one person in particular. Now, what Mueller is talking about is going into the NSA database, which is shown in the Edward Snowden material released, which shows a direct access into the NSA database by the FBI and the CIA. Look, they can label anybody that she had. Let's just say she had communication a lot of communication with five or six people in general. They could start off just querying those five or six people, pulling in those emails, see who's copied on them. And then they could go ahead and start querying those people that they were copied to, that were on those lists. And yeah, it'd get pretty big after a while. But see, that's what computers are all about. They could do all the manual work that would take a human being months and months and months and months and months and months and months to do, and they could do it in a matter of minutes. Or hours, depending on how many. And you could do a search just for phrases in one email. Right? Benghazi, Stevens, request for help. And those emails would pop up. Don't be fooled by this. They've got the power. They've got the technology to make it happen. So that means that the NSA and a number of agencies in the U.S. government also have those Clinton emails. If we want Clinton's info, we can get it. So if the FBI really wanted to make this happen, if they really wanted to go in there and work this out, they could do it. Now, nobody knows why. It's unclear whether the database Mueller referred to, in fact, contained emails. There's no way to know unless they go get them. Now, they've been able to get all kinds of other emails. Why wouldn't they be able to get those? Other than the fact she didn't. See, she didn't only use her server, so we get it. There might be a very few. Only the couple. That wouldn't work. But it would be so easy to start amassing these emails and put them together in a chain that shows she's not a very honest person. Hey, I'm Phil Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Listen, don't go far because there's a lot coming up after the break. Seriously.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Can I, a couple of nitwits?
Like the horns. We are back. That's our music from the 70s. I know, but this isn't. See, you guys always hear me talk about how I can't stand disco, and I can't. I really can't. That's not disco. That's funk. That was good stuff. Seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe with Senior Health. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I didn't say twerking. I said tweeting. Being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just stay on the roll here, since I'm on it anyway, right? Bernie Sanders, you know, I told you before, and you guys laughed at me, because I didn't say vote for the man. Give me a break. But what I did say was that I had a lot of respect for him. I like Bernie. I don't like what he stands for. But he told the truth, and he called things out. He was like he was like one of those old Jewish curmudgeon guys, you know? And yes, I use that term in a loving way. Like I say, you know, you remind me of an old Italian lady. People in my tribe know what I mean by that. But he just, you know, here it is. Here's life. Here's how you fix life. End of discussion. Bring me my bagel. You know what I'm saying? I love that about him. Black and white, not a problem. And then somehow somebody injected him with a stupid serum, and then he went ahead and he, you know, basically had no, he probably had no choice in the matter. He'd end up on that list of 50 I had of people that she had killed. Anyway, so Bernie supporters say that they're voting for Trump. Now, we hear over and over again, I don't have any Bernie supporters, it's not going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Not true. So you got to remember something. Bernie supporters are young. Very young. And here's where the Democratic Party screwed themselves big time. And this is my favorite thing. They screw. You know how? Because they took those young kids for granted. These kids are very stubborn. Young people today are even more stubborn than young people were in my day. Right? They know what they want. They know how they want it to go down. And they want to be treated fairly. That's the biggest thing. In their mind, it's got to be fair. In their mind, they want to be treated fairly. And here's the problem. The Democratic Party screwed them. Period. They took them to the cleaners, and they screwed those people, and it was wrong. And this is why what's going to happen here is those kids are going to turn, those young men and women, they're going to turn from from the party. They're going to re-register. And I've been saying this, and I've been talking about this, and guess what? A reporter from Campus Reform went out to one of the Bernie rallies. You've got to hear what they have to say. Perfect. I loved it. I thought it was great. Let's see if I can play this. Here we go.
I'm Calvin Phillips of Campus Reform. Today we're in Philadelphia at the DNC talking to angry Bernie protesters about whether or not they're going to be voting for Hillary in November or switching parties to vote for Donald Trump. Let's see what they have to say.
I was strong for Bernie, and now I'm taking a stand for Trump.
Okay. I'm going to use all of my time and energy to make sure Hillary doesn't win after the convention.
Did you hear that? He was strong for Bernie, not even a hesitation. Now I'm voting for Trump. Okay, the next one is I'm voting against Hillary. I'm telling you, she's damaged. She is damaged good. She's been damaged for a long time. You old-time Democrats who think that the Clintons still have a name, they got a name, but it ain't the name you want.
So in a swing state, you consider Trump?
Yes.
And do you think other Bernie supporters in swing states will consider voting for Trump to deny Hillary office?
I know they will. I know a lot of them, and they already said they will.
Had to vote for a Trump or Hillary, I'd pick Trump.
You say that you would possibly consider voting for Trump if the race were close. Do you think other Bernie supporters would do that?
Absolutely. You guys need to know.
It wouldn't be surprising to you to see a big chunk of the Bernie people go to Trump?
No. No, it wouldn't. And I have many intelligent peers within this movement who have said the same thing.
Some people that maybe Bernie is the person that they stuck with right now, but there are some things just anti-establishment, and they'll go with Trump.
You know, what's really funny about all this, all right? Now, this is after Trump said all the stupid stuff and everything else, okay? These people were shunned from the DNC. They were not allowed, some of them were not allowed, well, actually, not even some of them, majority of them weren't allowed back in, okay? They tried to keep them from taking, the delegates, from taking their seats in the DNC. I mean, there was just all kinds of stuff going on there. And they even caught, I should have grabbed the clip, where even one of the fellows noticed that, look, there were white noise speakers behind the Bernie supporters. They had recently installed the day before, you know, after they had the all the aggravation on Monday. But they weren't behind the Black Lives Matter supporters now, were they? They weren't behind the gay and lesbian groups? No. They were only behind the Bernie groups. I wonder what that was all about.
To send that message.
I posted on it on my social media, and quite a few people are going to go with Trump. Some people are sheep, and they're going to fall in line and vote for Hillary.
Oh, I love that guy. Some people are sheep, and they're just going to fall in line. I agree with that statement. That's exactly what's going to happen, because it's no Republican at any cost for any reason. That is so, so un-American. That means that you put your party before your country. Because if you really believe that the only good person, just like me, if I find a Republican that believes that the best person for the job is a Republican, if that's their first criteria, irritates me to no end.
I spend time talking to Trump supporters. We agree on a lot of major issues that we're facing in this country. We're both mad about the same things.
Do you think other people like you are going to go to Trump?
I've heard that a lot of people are saying, they're saying to me, man, thank you for saying what I can't say yet.
I'm done with the Democratic Party.
So you've left the Democrat Party.
Amen.
You think that a lot of
a man who has found reality. God bless him.
Other Bernie supporters are going to do the same if they haven't already?
Yes, a lot have and a lot will after this convention.
If Bernie is not the Democratic nominee, then I will certainly leave the Democratic Party.
Do you think you'll leave the Democratic Party then?
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing democratic about this.
I've already unregistered with the Democratic Party, so I think that should answer it.
As soon as I get back home, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
I can't go back to the Democratic Party.
Okay. You feel like Hillary is trying to pressure women?
I want you to think about something. These are a lot of votes. These are a lot of supporters. These were a lot of people. If Trump can maintain the majority of the Republicans, okay, if he can get a large portion of the black vote, and it actually didn't even need a large one. I have read that he needs as little as 13% of the black vote. I think he's going to get a lot more than that. I think you people are going to be surprised. Look, I am not an excited Trump endorser or anything like that. I'm looking at what's in front of us.
To vote for her just because she's a woman?
Oh, my God, yes. She is a con artist. She's a con artist, and she's definitely going to push that card.
You can't say, vote for me because I'm a feminist. Vote for me because I'm a woman, and just expect us.
She is not a feminist. She is not fighting for women. She never has, and she never will.
You colluded with her to win the election, and it's another slap in the face. It's why would we get in the party line after all of this?
I'm throwing this race to Trump.
God bless those people. I'm serious. Whether they want it or not, I'm giving them God's blessing. All right? Because they're looking at the bigger picture. You never Trumpers need to look at the bigger picture, too. You're making me nuts. Look, some of you say, well, we don't know what he's going to do. So, let me see. You want an outsider. You want somebody that doesn't follow the establishment. But yet, he's not part of the establishment. Hasn't been in the establishment. And you're worried. All right? Listen to yourselves. You're worried that he's going to do things that you know Hillary's going to do. And if for no other reason, none. I want you to think about the Supreme Court reality here. Think about the people that he's already surrounding. Are you telling me that you think he's such a liar, that Trump is such a liar, that he is going to throw Ben Carson out the window, Tony Perkins? I mean, look at the people that he has around him. He's looking at for key positions. He's already given out the names of his Supreme Court picks. Now, I'll tell you what, if the majority of you can't get behind his Supreme Court picks, or the majority of his Supreme Court picks, you don't know what a conservative is. You don't get it. This isn't compromising, by the way. We do not have a staunch conservative. You know what? It's over. For some of you that are waiting for Reagan to come out of the grave, it's over. Wake up. Coffee's burning. You got to make what we get. Look at. God forbid if Hillary gets in there. And if they get the Senate back. We have 4 years of hell. Obvious hell. If she gets to appoint three people to the Supreme Court, I'm gonna come down and hunt down every one of you and blame every one of you never Trumpers on this. Because you already know what she's going to do. You already know what she stands for. You know what her party stands for. And you Dems, do your homework and call me and tell me where I'm wrong. Sway me. But I'm telling you, if you do your own facts, if you check out history on your own, you will run from the party you belong to. This is why they hate the interweb so much. They hate it. I've got a clip up on my website. It's a clip of an abortion. Yes. Isn't that disgusting? Because, see, when you show people the truth, they change their minds. So what they were doing was they were going down a row of young people. Not a row. They were at an area where young people. And they said, hey, I've got a question about abortion. What's the question? Are you pro-abortion? Yeah, very pro-abortion, very pro-woman's choice kind of thing. Great, wonderful. Now, can I show you this little, 3-minute video? Yeah, please do. They show them a video of what an abortion looks like, what actually happens when an abortion takes place. And every single one of them, except for one, okay, and the one was being a little prideful, but then she broke down, said, you know what, I have changed, I did not know that's what it was. You know why? Because your party's been lying to you. People have been lying to you. Libs have been lying to you. That's why I keep telling you, do your own homework. When you see the realities of some of these things, you will change your mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. I got a lot coming up. We'll be right back.